Joining us from Minnesota State, their first-year head coach, John Harrington, on the Paul Bunyan Communications Hotline. And, John, your team has been in some really close games. I know Schultze and I were talking about it this past 5 weekends. 4 overtime games, 3 shootout losses, a pair of one-goal games against the Gophers. You guys are still looking for your first WCHA win. What are some of the positives that you've taken from these past 5 weeks?
Certainly, you know, we've improved over the course of the season, and that was one of our goals at the start of the season. We knew we were going to have a very young team and a very inexperienced team, and we wanted to make, to just try to, find successes and things other than wins and losses. Of course, we want to win, and our girls have been great. The attitude's been great. We have a great young group, and they want to get better, and so that's one of the positives that, the difference in our games playing against the teams the second time around, you can see that our girls have had the experience of playing against these teams, and it showed up in the scores. And it's just, one more defensive play or one offensive play that gets finished that maybe has been the difference between, winning a game and losing a game.
How much have your youngsters improved over the course of the year?
Well, I think quite a bit. I mean, I've even, noticed it, just in practices in the next weeks. I mean, you can see a different level of play, a little more confidence. And so I think, we're really happy with some of our younger players. We're all young. I mean, we have one senior and 21 freshmen and sophomores. And I don't want to say impossible, but it's very difficult to be successful in the WCHA with that type of roster. So, I mean, I think week to week it's been noticeable, and not only in our play, but it's also been in practice. It's just watching the effort the girls have and the things they learn from the previous game and the things that they put into practice the next week.
Well, that lone senior, Katie Johnson, leads your team with 21 points this season. Is she the epitome of a senior leader?
Yeah, she's done a great job for us. We looked at that at the beginning of the year and got a leadership group together because, picking leaders, I thought our team was, wouldn't have a lot of knowledge of who those people should be or would be. But Katie's been tremendous for us. She leads vocally. She leads by example. And we count on her to do a lot of things. And probably our coaching staff and myself have asked her to try to do too much and maybe have kind of worn her down at times. But she's having her best year. I think she may have more points this year than she had in her other 3 years combined. And she's been a warrior for us and somebody who's been resilient and stuck with it and really given us some good play.
Well, on the other end of the spectrum, Emily Anthony was named the WCHA Rookie of the Month in January. What kind of a player is she?
Emily is a very intelligent player. She has a very good mind for the game, and she has very good hand skills to go along with that. She's a player that has shown a lot of improvement, like any young player. I mean, she's going to have to work on her strength and her power. But she's made an adjustment to this league because of her head skills. She's able to think the game well. She's able to think it quickly, and that's maybe made up for any the lack of strength she may have. But she's been very good for us, and it's been fun to watch her development over the course of the year.
Well, this past fall, John, you signed 4 players to your first recruitment class. How long do you think it'll take you to get the roster to where you want it to be?
Well, I think if you look at all the other teams in the league, I mean, we do it week to week and look at the lineups as we're playing teams. And, the teams that are having success are veteran teams. I mean, they have seniors, juniors at the top, and that's what they're, those are the people that are their go-to players. And, we have been looking to a lot of freshmen to try to do that. The people that our opposition has in those positions, we have freshmen and sophomores. So, I mean, it's going to take, a couple of years, I think, to build to balance our team out and to have the sophomores and freshmen that we have now become seniors and juniors. And then I think, in that time, along with, you know, just trying to change the little bit of the off-ice things, the way we train and the commitment we have to that, I think, you know, it's not something that can be turned around in a hurry. Now, if we get an outstanding goaltender, it might happen a little bit faster. But and we have, you know, not to say that we don't have that right now, but, you know, I think we all know that, you know, a great goaltender can make an average team pretty good, and average goaltending can make a great team pretty average. So, it's gonna take a couple years, and I think we have to have some patience.
Well, Coach, your team has moved from the All Seasons Arena to the Verizon Center. How much you like those new facilities?
It's been great. I mean, you go back to your conversation about Katie Johnson, and I remember when we first came down there, we brought our team down to look at it, you know, with the camera crews there before we moved in officially, and Katie was lamenting the fact that she only had 1 year. She wanted to go back a couple so she could have a few more to play down there, but it's been a tremendous a boost to our program, I think, not only to the, you know, to how the girls feel about themselves and the stature of being in that professional a building and to have all the amenities that we need and that, quite frankly, everybody else has in the league. I mean, to have that, it's been great for our recruiting and I think for our young girls, too, to have that, there's a lot more pride in our performance and pride in how we, you know, approach games because we have that and it's making us feel like a top Division I program.
Coach, this weekend you host the final regular season games against Bemidji State, a team, well, they're playing their best hockey right now and have solidified home ice. What is it going to take for your team to possibly get your first WCHA wins?
Well, we're going to have to play great defense first and foremost. I mean, I think our team is, I mean, if there's a team that, you know, we would look in the league and say we want to mirror, I mean, it'd be a team like Bemidji who has the great goaltending, who makes a commitment to play good defense first. I mean, if you look at, you know, the offensive numbers, I mean, Bemidji, you know, they get things done by committee and not, you know, by a lot. But they play great defense and they're a disciplined team and they're well coached. And I think those are the things we have to do, is we have to minimize our mistakes with the puck. And we have to kind of keep the game close and give ourselves an opportunity as the game wears on. We're not a team that has the ability or is built right now to, you know, let somebody get out in front of us and then come from behind.
Well, John, thanks so much for your time. I understand you're at the Girls State Hockey Tournament tonight. Thanks for taking your time out of that, and enjoy the rest of the tournament. We'll see you this weekend in Mankato.
Yeah, I'm going to see a couple days here, and at the same time, we need to try to get ready for this weekend, so we're looking forward to our series against Bemidji State.